Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu salamu rasulillah. Indeed, the greatest blessing and the most significant of Allah's favors upon humankind is His guidance of whom He wills to the upright religion, the religion of Islam, the religion of Allah Almighty, which He Almighty has chosen for His servants as their religion. This is the utmost blessing and the ultimate bestowal. Allah Almighty says, in highlighting this blessing and explaining its great status, that it is His favor upon whom He wills of His servants. Allah Almighty says, they consider it a favor to you that they have accepted Islam. Say, do not consider your Islam a favor to me. Rather, Allah has conferred favor upon you that He has guided you to the faith if you should be truthful. And He Almighty says, but Allah has endeared to you the faith and has made it pleasing in your hearts and has made hateful to you disbelief, defiance, and disobedience. Those are the rightly guided. And He Almighty says, and if not for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, not one of you would have been pure ever. But Allah purifies whom He wills, and Allah is hearing and knowing. And the verses in this regard are many. This blessing, the blessing of Islam, which is the greatest of blessings, is of great significance and immense value, because Islam is the religion of Allah Almighty, which He has chosen for His servants as their religion, and will not accept any religion from them other than it. He Almighty says, indeed, the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. And Allah Almighty says, and whoever desires other than Islam as religion, never will it be accepted from him, and he in the hereafter will be among the losers. And Allah Almighty says, this day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as religion. And Allah Almighty says, and O you who have believed, enter into Islam completely. Whoever Allah has honored and blessed with this religion must recognize the value of this blessing and safeguard and maintain it. And they must protect it from anything that may diminish or contradict it by refraining from the forbidden sins and misdeeds. One of the greatest duties of the people of this faith is to know Islam, its details, its ordainments, and its reality. For knowing Islam and its reality, its ordainments and details in light of what is stated in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the greatest aid in preserving one's faith. Islam is a set of beliefs that fill the heart with faith in Allah Almighty and faith in everything that Allah Exalted commanded His servants to believe. Say, we have believed in Allah and in what was revealed to us and what was revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and the descendants, and in what was given to Musa and Isa and to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and we are Muslims submitting to Him. Islam, in its comprehensive and general sense, includes the religious beliefs that inhabit hearts, such as belief in Allah Almighty, belief in His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and the divine will and decree, both its good and its evil. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Islam is best? He said, faith. The man asked, and what is faith? He said, to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and to believe in resurrection after death. Islam is built upon pure acts of obedience and great acts of worship that a person performs to draw closer to Allah Almighty, surrendering and submitting to Him, and showing humility to His Majesty, glorified be He. The greatest acts of obedience in Islam are the five pillars of Islam, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained in numerous hadiths, including the hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is built upon five, testifying that nothing is worthy of worship other than Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, establishing prayer, giving zakah, hajj, and fasting Ramadan. Islam is righteousness both outwardly and inwardly. Inwardly, a Muslim submits their heart to Allah Almighty, with humility before their Lord, glorified be He. Outwardly, the limbs of a Muslim submit and obey Allah, following His commands. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, with an authentic chain of transmission, it is narrated from Bahs bin Hakim, from his father, from his grandfather, who related that when he asked the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Islam, he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, responded, "To submit your heart to Allah, to direct your face towards Allah, to perform the obligatory prayers, and to give the obligatory zakah." Thus, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explained the meaning of Islam as the combination of internal righteousness through the submission of the heart to Allah, and external righteousness through the obedience of the limbs and maintaining the worship of Allah, glorified be He. Islam is solidarity among Muslims, cooperation, communication, compassion, and brotherhood. Allah Almighty says, "The believers are but brothers." In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He does not wrong, desert, or despise him." In another hadith, a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Which Islam is best?" He said, "To feed the hungry and to greet those you know and those who you do not know." Islam is about elevating aspirations, strengthening resolve, and engaging in matters of significance while staying away from everything that does not concern a person in their religious or worldly affairs. For it is narrated in hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "From the perfection of one's Islam is leaving that which does not concern him." Thus, we find that this great faith refines beliefs, purifies actions, enhances behavior, and elevates to the highest affairs. Therefore, it is incumbent upon Muslims to strive with all their might to fill their time by realizing this faith and protecting and safeguarding it. O Allah, protect us with Islam while standing. Protect us with Islam while sitting. Protect us with Islam while lying down. And do not let enemies or the envious gloat over us, O Lord of the worlds. O people, Al-Hakim narrated in his Mustadrak from Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to supplicate, 'O Allah, protect me with Islam while standing, protect me with Islam while sitting, protect me with Islam while lying down, and do not let enemies or the envious gloat over me. O Allah, I ask you for every good whose stores are in your hand, and I seek refuge in you from every evil whose stores are in your hand.'" This is one of the most comprehensive and greatest supplications, because whoever is safeguarded by Islam while standing, sitting, and lying down, their worldly life and hereafter are secure, and they will succeed both in this world and the next, and will attain happiness that will never end. Therefore, we must adhere to this supplication and be steadfast upon Islam, practicing it, calling to it, and adhering to it. There is nothing better than being characterized by these qualities. Allah Almighty says, "And who is better in speech than one who invites to Allah and does righteousness and says, 'Indeed, I am of the Muslims.' O Allah, let us live as Muslims and die as believers. O Allah, adorn us with the adornment of faith. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering." Hada wa salatu salam ala rasulillah.